podcast from AusCert's 2009 conference is brought to you by Microsoft. For full risky business coverage of AusCert, point your browser to risky.biz.
Hello everyone and welcome to Risky Business 2. I'm Patrick Gray. Risky Business 2 is the official podcast of AusCert's 2009 conference. To subscribe to our RSS feed, head over to risky.biz/feeds. Now, I had a chance yesterday to catch up with a regular Risky Business guest, Neil Wise of assurance.com.au. Neil's a big-time wireless security geek and had earlier done a presentation on centralized wireless solution security. Now, we didn't get a chance to record the talk, but we did get a chance to speak to Neil and his colleague, Oliver Greiter, afterwards at the Hydrate Bar in the Royal Pines Resort. So I started off by asking Neil about recent developments in wireless security in the enterprise.
Many organizations are moving to the second generation of enterprise wireless. So they are moving away from individually managed standalone autonomous access points and moving to controller-based access points. So there's a centralized policy that's defined at the controller that's pushed out to the access points. The benefits of that obviously are that when you have a whole bunch of standalone access points, you probably have for each one of them a separate configuration compared to the next one, even though they're providing the same service. So part of what this is about is giving you the tools centrally in the enterprise to actually push policy out to the devices. Obviously, this concept's like this type of technology has been around for about 3 or 4 years. But what we're actually have been looking at is how that should relate to other control infrastructure in the environment. All the answers aren't provided by the solution. It's all part of the greater security plan for the organization that you need to implement other infrastructure and this stuff in order to help protect obviously the data that's passing over it and so on.
Oliver Greiter, let me ask you, what sort of abuse can someone perform over these, you know, newfangled, centrally controlled, next-generation wireless systems?
I guess the abuse is probably going to be focused a lot around denial of service. You're going to be looking at some of the controls that that you implement using centralized managed system, such as rogue clients, detecting rogue clients and things like that. As everyone knows, MAC address spoofing and things like that is pretty elementary. And using that sort of technique, you could perform sort of attacks and things like that using a valid MAC address, and then that particular client would then be sort of DOSed off the network because the controller would go, okay, you're a rogue client, and that's it. Well, I'm not going to accept your connections anymore.
But we'd agree that this is a pretty good problem to have compared to where wireless security was, say, 5 years ago.
Definitely. That's wireless security's come a long way in the last couple of years, and centralized sort of management is definitely the way to go. Along with that comes other problems.
Neil, let me ask you this. The best practice is to always put all of your wireless connections, run them through basically their own DMZ, and not allow access to critical applications and file servers and things like that over the wireless network. Because the science of securing wireless networks is now pretty well defined, do you see a time where that won't be regarded as necessary anymore?
I think that a lot of people who are implementing wireless think that time's already now. And it's certainly the knowing that we can trust clients, we have a greater sense of the security of the clients that connect to wireless networks now. We have the capability, if you implement certain different types of technology in the environment. But I think that we will see that. I personally don't feel that we're 100% there, if only because of the fact that this is again, it's still exposing our internal networks to whoever can potentially reach them. But if the authentication strategy is better and better managed and consistently managed across all the devices, I think that we are heading in that direction. I used to always suggest that there's a speed bump between the wireless network and the internal network, some kind of control, something that allows us to inspect traffic. But these days, I'm starting to accept more of my customers' pleas to just extend their wired network into the wireless environment as long as they're adopting an appropriate, well-authenticated model around the solution. So we're nearly there, I feel. So.
Now, I guess that leads me to my next question, which is, even though the science of securing wireless networks is becoming sort of established and, you know, almost pedestrian, how common are configuration screw-ups that allow, that give attackers some sort of edge? Because you do a lot of wireless work, I know that.
Yes, they're very common. It's a usual problem with controls technology that there's probably an ability to secure the technology that they're deploying, but it requires the implementer or the end customer, depending on who does it, to actually take those things on. There's pretty good recommendations from the vendors, but we fairly frequently see implementations that haven't followed at all, that are either implemented by the end customer or by the, you know, platinum, super gold business partner who sold them the equipment. So it's something that I think that there's still lessons to be learned by people who are out there putting in wireless networks. So.
Can you think of any war stories of some particularly egregious examples of poorly configured wireless kit?
Well, my whipping boy these days is offering guest wireless services on the same infrastructure as your corporate wireless services. It's an attractive thing to do. The infrastructure makes it really easy for you to do it, but it's one of those things that we have to be real careful about. There are, for example, people who provide guest wireless services, like hospitals, I've seen that you have to authenticate by providing your email address to a web page in order to use the guest wireless service. Many of those services don't implement inspection beyond the wireless level of the packets. It basically means that, you know, once you are an authorized user of this, that you can... It doesn't really care what traffic is passing over it.
And you can start attacking the actual access points via their interface? Or
Sometimes. It depends on how it's been implemented. And this is, again, when people sort of don't do what's recommended by their vendors. We do see situations where the wireless network is still manageable over the wireless network. So that's usually not a good idea. And we find that, unfortunately, in place, like, fairly often. The main things I think that we worry about these days are people kind of subverting controls, DNS tunneling, things like that. It's something that I think if you're going to have a well-secured wireless service and you want to have a guest service, I really try to encourage clients. Like, this is what 3G is about. Guest wireless networks are the 2007, that's the end of it. 2005, 2007, we could have guest wireless networks. Now it's time to move them out of our network. Visitors.
All right, well, on that note, Oliver Greiter and Neil Wise, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.